This week we read Parshas Kisavo. Next week we read Parshas Netzavim. The following week we read Parshas Vayelech. The Gemara says, why? Because at the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah, we read Brachos Uklolos Shabbatoros Kohanim. Why? The Gemara gives a very interesting answer. I've often spoken about a slightly different answer, not Chas V'Shalom. I want it different than Gemara, I want to explain my answer and the Gemara's answer, it's all one answer. Hatichle Shana V'Kilosah. That all the klalos of the year should finish and the year of bracha should begin. Now, what does that mean? That means, therefore, we're going to learn Kisavo Netzom Vayelech, and that's guaranteeing us that next year will be Kula Bracha. Doesn't happen that way. Last year we read Kisavo Netzom Vayelech, and it was a year of major disaster to the world. So what are Chazal talking about? The answer is very simply. Approaching Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin tells us a very, very simple thing. The world is not like some starry-eyed liberals would like to think. The world's a serious place. Everything we do has consequences. There's no such thing as a free ride. And as we approach Yom HaDin, what are we approaching? Confront the consequences of everything you've done during the year. If you confront the consequences properly and take deeply to heart the concept of what Yom HaDin is about, then the klalos end and the brachos begin. But if you don't have the concept that there are consequences to everything you do in this world, and take it very, very seriously, then the klalos don't end and the brachos don't begin. And the psukim spell out in great detail what consequences mean. But the world is a serious place. It's not, you know, sometimes I have my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, in the house for Shabbos. 3 years old, 4 years old, there are no consequences. You play with this game, you like this sweet, you like this candy, it's good for you, it's bad for you. You can't talk that way to a little child. A little child doesn't understand consequences. As one grows, as one matures, grow up to the idea that everything you do has a consequence. You have to live with those consequences. And maturity means taking a look at what you're doing, seeing consequences. And avoiding negative consequences and looking for positive consequences. And the pasuk says like this in this week's parsha. And we're beginning a series of four parshas of brachos and klalos. Kisavo, Netzavim, Vayelech, Ha'azim. Kisavo Laretz tells me about two mitzvahs. But they're very important mitzvahs. They'll tell me a lot about what a Jew, whole position, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Oy kisav al aretz. Asher Hashem Elokecha notzi lecha na'acho v'yirishta v'yishavta. First, it tells us what is the right we have to Eretz Yisrael. Us. It's a very big question. A lot, most of the world feels we don't have much of a right here. says, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosin Luchanachwa. We're here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this land. The Torah begins Bereishis, Rashi says, to say that the reason we have a right to Eretz Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created everything Yishmayayin, can do with it what he wants, and he said, this belongs to us. That is the reason we have a right here. You know, all the nations of the world agree, the nations of the world don't agree. That's the reason we have a right to this land. And there's something called Bikurim. What is Bikurim? What's the mitzvah of Bikurim about? Mitzvah of Bikurim is a person works hard. And when he sees the first fruits of what he's done, he feels good about it. Feels very good about it. And he says, oh, I worked hard. This is what I have. He says, wait a second. No. It's not the way the world goes. You worked hard. You know why you have fruits? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the fruits. Well, the first fruits, they belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you so proud of your achievement? No. Sefer Chinuch describes this in great detail. And then, so you feel good. You have a field. This is your land. You worked hard. You put your effort in. And then you come to the Kohen. You know why there's a special place down the street called Harabayas? Very simple. Because 5,782 years ago, Kadosh Baruch Hu took some dirt from that place and created Otam Harish. We always have to go back to the place from where we began to remember our entire position vis-à-vis HaKadosh Baruch. Rambam writes, very, very clear, Perek Beis, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, HaMokom Shebona Bo David is HaMizbeach. Mokom HaMizbeach, same place as the Akedah. It's the same place Noach built his Mizbeach, the same place Kayin Vehevel had their Mizbeach, same place Adam Arishan built his Mizbeach on the day he was created, Umisham Nivra, Adam Imokam Kaparos Nivra. We go back, say, who am I and what I am? We always have to remember a little humility where we came from. Kadosh Baruch Hu took a little piece of earth, fashioned Adam Arishan from that earth, put into him a neshama. And we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizing. That's why we go back to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. We can't choose any place. That place was supposed to confront. We confront not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we confront ourselves. Tell him, Kivosi al Oretz. But we're talking about throughout history. I came to this land, yeah. Lokach HaKohen, when Yisiv Amarati, you tell the Kohen, you know, Kohen, I have these fruits. I worked hard for these fruits. Made a big difference to me, these fruits. But what right do I have to these fruits, you know? And that's, no matter when you come to a Beis HaMikdash, whether it's by a Srishon, whether it's by a Sheni, or it'll be by a Shlishi, because, you know, all the way back, 3,500 years ago, there was a Jew by the name of Avram Avinu. Aram Yehovarovi. And he had a son Yitzchak, and he had a son Yaakov. They went to Mitzrayim. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took us out of Mitzrayim. You brought us to Eretz Yisrael. You gave us this land. I'm sitting on the land that you gave us, that I deserve, because 3,500 years ago, and I'm the result of 3,500 years of Jewish history. I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was created from this place. You chose Avraham Avinu. And that's why I'm standing in front of you as 3,500 years after Avraham Avinu. You gave us a wonderful land. Now I'm recognizing my entire position vis-a-vis you from from my creation to Avraham Avinu down to my working heart, and you enabled me to have these fruits. I view myself as part of Jewish history. I'm not an individual, just an independent individual. But then we have the next parasha, Vidimaisa. That sometimes, but a Jew also creates himself. He makes himself. There are two separate kedushas. And Parsha Sriyeh, heard a beautiful word from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha. I learned a chumash with him one summer. And we got him to the psukim. Yeah. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem Elokechem. Chobocha Hashem lios lo li'am segula. Mikol amen. So Rashi says, Am kodosh ato. Gush atzmecho me'avosecho. The fact that I'm kodosh, that I was Yorish, because it was Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. I'm from Shevet Levi. Levi, how it went from there down to me, I don't know. But I'm the continuation of a whole chain. And that's why I have kedusha. The old, but that's not my only kedusha. Old, ubechobach Hashem. Every Jew takes that and creates his own kedusha. Everyone else takes the kedusha we're born with and makes it. What am I doing with it? You have to do something with it. You have to become you. Take that kedusha, take that Torah. Everyone has, what do we ask for? We're saying, chalkeinu b'sorah secho. Every one of us has a different chalik and Torah. But where are we coming from? After we understand where we're coming from, then we take our lives in our hands. Now I'm creating my chalik and Torah. That's what's saying, chalkeinu b'sorah secho. That's the next parsha. I did the mitzvahs. Hayom azeh. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael the day he died. He's going to die after 40 years leading them. Hashem, Hayom Azeh, Shem Elokecha Mitzav Halasu Chukim Ve'ilus HaMishpot. Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom Lulios Tocho Lelokim. Olechas Bidrochov Lishmo Chukov V'mitzvosov V'mishpotov Lishmo Abakov. You have told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my God. There's a unique connection on two levels between every Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yos l'chol l'elokim. Here it doesn't say Yos l'chem l'elokim. Yos l'chol l'elokim. Yeah. We said, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu my God? You know how? First of all, because I come all the way from Avraham Avinu down to myself. And I'm creating my own relationship with him. How am I creating my own relationship with him? That's what it says. Yos l'chol elokim, to each individual Jew. V'lechas bidrochov. V'lechas bidrochov, v'alach to bidrochov is, before you get started, midos tovos. You don't get started without midos tovos. That's just getting into the, that's the, the beginning. V'lishmor chukov u'mitzvosov u'mishpotov v'la v'lishmor abakov. And there is a sequence. And there's a reason for that. It says chukim, mitzvos, u'mishpotim. What are these three things? Chukim, mitzvos, u'mishpotim. A chok, I see no practical consequence for myself, l'tov, l'ra, or anything. I'm doing it for one simple reason. L'tzivu HaKadosh Baruch. What it means, I have a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. But I understand I am me and he is he. I, who am I? We said, the parasha begins. We go to the place from where HaKadosh Baruch took that dirt from the ground, created Adam HaRishon, put inside of me a neshama, chelek Elokam imal, that enables me to connect to him. And I have to listen to him. And there are three ways I listen to him. With chukim, mitzvos, and mishpot. Mishpatim lo signof, lo sirtach. That we understand. If I do lo signof, lo sirtach, I understand that. I understand it very well. I'm doing something the only way you can function in this world. If you don't follow lo signof, lo sirtach, society falls apart, it collapses. It's the only way it can function. But we don't begin there. There's a reason we don't begin there. We don't begin there because first you have to accept I do something because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. Shatnez, there's no other reason I do Shatnez except HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. There's no other reason I do Bas B'Cholov because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. Once you do that, then there's enough mitzvah. Why do I not eat Chametz and Pesach? Why do I eat Matzah? If the Torah hadn't said it, I wouldn't have done it. But now the Torah says it, I understand exactly what I do. I have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, etc. It's a mitzvah, it's not a chok, but it's not a mishpat. It's in between. There's mishpat lo signof. Once I understand what it means to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an absolute way, then my attitude towards mishpatim is different. Why don't I steal? Because society will fall apart. Yeah, okay, but if I just manage to take this extra $100,000, pounds, shekel, whatever it is that no one notices, society's not going to fall apart. I'll put it in my pocket and walk away. No. Why don't I do it? Because I go to Shbaruch Hu. That's why I don't. V'lishmo abakola. So what do I get out of this? I made a deal. It's a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I made a deal. V'Hashem hemircha hayom. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because I told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm interested in making that special keshu with you. And that keshu means, first of all, midas tovos. That's the entry permit just before you get started. But accepting his word as the thing that determines my life. That was what I said I'm going to do to him. That's why he is Elokai, my God. That's a unique relationship I have with him. So he promised me what's going to be. He goes to Amskula. I mean, Amskula. We'll be his special treasured nation. So Uncle said, what does Am School mean? La Am Chaviv. Chaviv, it's Chaviv. Beloved. That's what we also call Am Segula. We'll be beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's step number one. Kashedi Beloch. But, it says, but that's not automatic. What does that mean? He'll give me the ability lishmor kol mitzvot. Here the Ramban says a very important yisod. It's important yisod that if a person is absolutely determined for certain goals in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does bitachon mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him all the ability to achieve those goals in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I have certain goals, independent of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a goal. I want to be a billionaire someday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will either give it to me, or won't give it to me. There's no guarantees. If I say I have absolute bitachon that tomorrow morning, when I go and I look at what's in my bank account, all of a sudden someone just wired in 100 million shekel to my Israeli bank account, $100 million to my American bank. There's no bitachon in that. Can I hold the bitachon I want, huh? But if I have an absolute commitment to goals and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramban, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guarantee they'll be able to succeed. The That is posuks. Ulasitcha elyon. So what happens after that? Okay, I'll succeed. I'll keep the mitzvahs. I'll become up. Whatever. Sitcha elyon al kol goyim asher oso l'tilo l'shem v'tiferes. You will become that superior nation of all the nations in the world. Pasuk is telling us something very, very simple. What makes a Jew a superior nation? That we have the best air force here in Israel. It's the army. We have the Jewish people have more Nobel Prize winners. No, that's not what makes us special. That's if I'm a goy, if I act like a goy, I want to be like a goy, I'll be a better goy. Okay. What makes a Jew superior? Tell us. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You keep my mitzvahs. You have midas status. You can raise yourself above all the nations of the world. They're going to look at you as something superior because you're an HaKadosh. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guarantee. Now, it's a beautiful guarantee. It's a very demanding guarantee. What does it say? Lishmor chukov mitzvosav u'mishpotav lishmor abakol. And if we do it completely, lishmor kol mitzvosav, you're totally successful in this goal of yours, you become a superior nation. But if you're sort of successful in this, you're sort of a superior nation. No, it's how far you go up the mountain. Then the parsec says, you know, there's brachos and klolos. Potential for going up is also for potential for going down. Don't think, okay, if I want to be a goy, I can be a goy. If I want to be an amkadosh, then I can, but no. I have an option. No, no such thing. Pasuk says. There are no options. That's why we're facing a Yom HaDin. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I've given you a powerful tool to be the most superior individual, the most superior nation, the most superior group of people that can be in this world. But, it's Yom HaDin. You either meet that challenge, or there's bracha, or this klola. And it goes through all of the auras and everything. Voyim shamoa tishma b'kol Hashem lokech. Lishma v'lasos kol mitzvosav asher anochi mitzav hayom. Unsoncha Hashem lokech elyon al kol haaretz. You do it again. Be superior. And we're saying this right before we're coming down to a Yom HaDin. So what is Yom HaDin supposed to mean to us? You know what it means to us? Read these parshas. It means you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every one of us tremendous potential. And if we're determined to achieve that potential, guarantee us we'll get there. You have to be determined and work hard, you'll get there. And if you do it, you'll be a superior nation. And all the brachas, wherever you are, in the city, in the field, your children will be wonderful, your wealth will be wonderful. You come in, you go out, you won't have enemies. Fantastic. So maybe that's the reason we should do it. We'll be exceedingly wealthy. We'll be the billionaires of the world. Gosh, Baruch Hu says, wait a second. You're getting the wrong message. And Yechanami, I'll bless you with everything. That's not a goal. Yikim b'cho Hashem lo la'am kodosh kashen yishpalach. V'inam kodosh. V'rogu kolam e'aretz kishem Hashem yukalach. And the whole world will see. What? V'inam kodosh. V'rogu yimekar. You won't have to have the best air force. You won't have to have the atomic bomb. You won't have to have who knows what. You don't need that. Because when you're going to be in Am Kadosh, the world's going to see you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. They're going to look at you different. Back when Yaakov Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, he came, the moment he sat down, just right near Shechem, the Maaseh Udina happened. The Maaseh Udina happened, and all of a sudden, Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, he told Yaakov, Kum alei beisel. Yishev shom v'asher shom mizbeach l'kel anir elecha b'varucho. Vayomer Yaakov al beisel es kol ha-shem hu hisiris elohe ha-necha she-besolchecha. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Who told Yaakov this Avodah Zarah? Very simple. Yaakov came back after his battles with Lavan. In Lavan garti, tarig mitzvah shamarti. I came, I stayed Yaakov Avinu. And he confronted Esav, and Esav runs away. Very confident. He sets down all of a sudden, my Sedin happened. He said, wait a second. If my entire camp, my family, my camp, was in that madrigal, it wouldn't have happened. There must be some Avodah Zarah hanging around here. Get rid of it. And what he says, "Vayinu el Yaakov and echonami, vayisol and then vayichita selukim al ha'orim ashesus." When once he got rid of the Avodah Zarah, then no one touched him. If you act yourself in a superior manner, and Klal Yisrael would act in a superior manner, being Am Kodesh, we represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu, people would treat us differently. And that's what the pasuk says. And then the psukim go on and talk about bracha and klova, the most vicious punishments possible. And it says at the end, doesn't say any nechama. Baboke toma mitin er ber yodam mitin boke. Sometimes in the midst of the entire corona, we didn't know what the next day is coming, and we still don't know what the next day is coming. You can't predict the future. And that confusion is the biggest call. And then Elu Divrei HaBris. And we have to read this before we come to Yom HaDin. If we take it seriously, we understand what our position is as Klal Yisrael. We can confront Yom HaDin properly. Then it's Tich Leshon HaVekil Alsel. But if we do not confront it properly, there's no reason it should stop. So, the next few weeks, what do we have? We have Kisovo. We have Netzovo. And the same thing all over again. Rochos and Klovos. Rochos and Klovos. Vayelech, Rochos and Klovos. All over again. Because we have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us incredible potential. Incredible potential. But potential for up is potential for down. Potential for bracha is potential for klala. It's all the same. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael such potential and we blow that potential, he says, wait a second. I gave you unbelievable potential. I raised you up. I gave you everything, every promise in the world. And you didn't pay attention. It's cool. And that's why the next few weeks we're reading this. To confront who we are as Jews, who we are as Klal Yisrael, the potential of Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? You're in yeshiva. Now, I was sitting with a certain young man. Yes. I have to forgive him gross immaturity, like a lot of young men. Well, what is exactly I have to do exactly this? Is this mandatory? Is this mandatory? You know, I was dealing with someone around the third grade. And I'm saying, what coming to yeshiva means, we're here to build ourselves to be that Am Kodosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's what it is. And everything we're trying to set down and give people opportunities to grow is to become that Am Kodosh that you're supposed to be. And there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. No. Someone will say, oh, I did great. I went through 3 Siddurim, I did a whole week, and I learned I'm the greatest guy in the world. So Mishnah Pirkei Avos has a different way of viewing it. You learned a lot of Torah? Don't feel great about it. That's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you and put you in this world. You're here in Yeshiva to understand a very basic lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole massive cosmos. From all the million, hundred billions, however these astronomers think it is, 100 billion light years away. Kilo. Okay. And here, there's one planet Earth. On one planet Earth, the human beings, there's one small little nation called Klal Yisrael. And in Klal Yisrael, unfortunately today, there's one small group of people who recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know why I'm running the world? Because of you. Go through all the Ma'amari Chazal. We'll spend a year saying, there's chus to be at the center of the universe. So it means there's chus to be in a yeshiva. You are at the center of the universe. The purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeps this entire world running. That's why he made us. That's why he made Klal Yisrael. We are the ones who recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the ones who recognize that the goal is to become an Am Kodosh, L'Hashem Elokecha Kasher Dibur. That's an unbelievable opportunity. As we confront the Yom HaDin, we have to understand exactly what that's all about.